Alex Soth on trying to disappear.
In the course of making this work, at my studio, I devoted a separate space just to this project and to kind of creating an environment for it and for myself to escape and to run away. And over the years of working in that space, you know, I always referred to it as my cave. It just became important to show the work in a similar way and to give access to that, the stuff that makes up the work. Because here, particularly, it's not, the work is not just the pictures. It's the whole. It's not just the connections between the pictures. It's the idea of the entire scope of the project. And so giving these other elements hopefully gives a sense of what the whole thing's about. All these pictures of people supposedly who've run away from the world, very often I'm asked how I find people. And more often than not, it is the internet. So picture of the monk in the woods is an example. Learned about their monastery on the internet. It's not really that they're trying to hide, but there they are. I recently visited the monastery again and was talking to one of the monks, and his cell phone went off. This is unbelievable. What does it mean to retreat? But in fact, that's just reality. It's incredibly rare that people have totally removed themselves. More often than not, when I approach people that I meet, you know, even if it's just driving down that street into the wood, deep into the woods, when I approach someone, more often than not, they're happy to have someone to talk to. This is why Lester's manual is broken. This is, we need connection. One of the favorite people that I've met is a guy named Steve LaFontaine in Arkansas. And he calls himself the Arkansas Cajun. And he moved from Louisiana to Arkansas because, you know, he surveyed the country and found that it was the safest place in America. It was high elevation. Once there's flooding on the coast and people swarm inland, this would be one of the most protected areas. You know, I photographed him outside of his sort of backup bunker. But this guy is incredibly active on the internet. You know, he's a regular commenter on my blog. And so he has a social experience, but he told me that he'll go a week without actually talking to a person in real life.